We're here to listen to petition 20-060. My name is Edgar Fleury, Special Magistrate. Today's October 30th, 2020. Could you please state your name for the record, sir?
My name is Mark McConey.
Mr. McConey.
Doug Mack.
Melissa Cullen.
Would you raise your right hands, please? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Have you been before a special magistrate in the past, sir?
Don't think so. No.
Did you read the opening statement? Okay, it's right in front of you. Basically, I'll read it. The special magistrate is an independent, impartial, and unbiased hearing officer. The special magistrate does not work for the property appraiser or the tax collector, is independent of the property appraiser and tax collector, and is not influenced by the property appraiser or tax collector. The hearing will be conducted in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow the special magistrate to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record at the hearing or presented upon agreement of the parties while the record is open. The law requires the magistrate to evaluate the relevant and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of the petition. All right. The property appraiser will present their evidence first, and then you will present your evidence. However, from what I have here, there is no evidence that has been submitted in a timely manner to the clerk of the circuit court.
Okay. What I submitted, I believe I submitted to
them. You submitted to them, right? But there is information that was sent out to everybody in regard to this as to evidence being submitted on a timely basis to the clerk of the court. And I cannot consider any of that evidence unless it was presented to the clerk.
It's not to be submitted to us, it's submitted to the property.
Pardon me?
They will give us the evidence, they give it evidence to the property
in exchange. Am I incorrect by stating that it can be, it cannot be heard, or can be?
We should have received evidence, if I may make this statement on the record. Our office sends out, according to the email that the petitioner has supplied the clerk with when they filed the petition, an email with attachments stating that they must supply their evidence 15 days prior to the hearing. And they must request our evidence in writing, as we do for them by sending them an email. And they must submit theirs, they must request ours in writing, and we must submit ours 7 days prior. We did not receive any evidence from the petitioner. We did not receive a request for our evidence. The only information we have received was during trim, and Doug, correct me if I'm wrong, where we were supplied with the zoning for the property.
Correct.
Right. That's all I have.
So basically, I was correct. We did not receive any, but you didn't either.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That answered that question. Okay. Would you please read into the record the parcel number and the assessments?
For the record, I've just given the petitioner a copy of our evidence since he did not request it or submit it.
You did provide it just now.
Yes, okay. Sir. Okay, the parcel numbers are 35-423-18-000-0010-0020. The just assessed and taxable value for 2020 is the same at $936,119, and that is shown on the property record card.
Mm-hmm.
May I continue?
Yo, please, yes.
Okay. Still looking at the property record card, the owner of this property is McConey Pashley LLC. The site address is 339 Corbis Road in Spring Hill. The property is comprised of 10 acres, of multifamily zoned land, and it also has a manufactured home on the property.
Has a what?
Manufactured or mobile home on the property. If you will turn to the next page, it is showing after the property record card just an aerial photograph of the property. The property has a site address of Corvus Road. However, it is north of County Line Road, and it is along the eastern boundary of Trillium Boulevard. I've also included the zoning map, which is PDP-MF for multifamily. Then, if you will turn to, there is a page that is showing my comparable sales.
Got it.
The map.
Map. Okay.
The page after that is a multifamily land sales grid. And I've numbered what I thought were the most comparable sales, and that consisted of three. However, I've also included basically all the multifamily acreage land sales that have occurred since 2010. Sale one sold in December of 2019 for $62,933 an acre. This property has a much inferior location. The development around the comparable is a lot of, I guess, a mix of duplexes, triplexes, quadruplexes. They're very small lots.
Residential, small.
Yeah. Just to kind of backtrack, around Publix, around the subject, to the west is the Suncoast Parkway. Just on the other side of that is a brand new 7-Eleven and a Publix anchored shopping center, as well as I believe it's Avalon to the west of that. It's a large single family residential development. Up towards the north, there is agricultural and single family development, as well as an apartment complex. And then the other side of it on the south of County Line Road is Pasco County. To go back to the sales, the second sale that I was looking at sold in April of 18, and that sold for over $206,000 an acre. This is over in an area called Omaha Circle, just like south of Spring Hill Drive, and they developed two different properties there, and I'm not sure which one this is, honestly, but one was a low-income housing tax credit, large-scale apartment complex that was basically for any type of resident, and the second one they developed over there as well was a large-scale low-income housing tax credit project for seniors, for low-income seniors. And then the third one is located on State Road 50. It's sold in October of 2014 at $174,419 an acre. It has 8.6 acres. It does not front State Road 50. You have to go onto a secondary road to get back to the property. And this is also a low-income senior housing development, large-scale complex.
Is zoned for senior family, you say?
Yeah, they're all zoned for multifamily, yeah. And then they have variation of their final uses within that.
That's what was built on that property subsequent?
Low-income apartments, yes, for seniors. Basically, I've just included the property record cards for the various, for those three sales, as well as the evidentiary letter that we send the petitioner and all of the legal information and my credentials and license.
Okay. All right. The evidence submitted by the property appraiser is admissible and is Exhibit A. Thank you. Mr. McConey, please present your testimony.
Okay. I thought that I had submitted my evidence when I sent it to them, and I know they both acknowledged seeing it, so I know they had it, so I just assumed that that was what we did. So all I submitted was our zoning approval that was approved back in 2018, I guess.
You had a zoning change on a property?
Yes, we changed it to multifamily from agricultural.
It was agriculture, now it's multifamily.
Yes, sir. So we bought the property about 15 years ago, and then the market died. So we sat there for many, 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 many years waiting for the market to come back. We had a contract when we did this rezoning. We had a contract from somebody to buy it for $500,000.
You had a contract to sell?
Yes, a contract to sell the property subject to rezoning. So we came in and we rezoned the property. But the zoning conditions that they set said that we could only access the property for development off of the new Ayers Road, County Line Road extension. That's the only way we can access it for development. It does front on Trillium Boulevard, but we don't have access to Trillium Boulevard. We have just access for us to go in and out.
So that killed the deal?
So they dropped out. Well, they dropped out because nobody knew when the road was coming. It had been announced 15 years ago, and it just kept dragging out now. So they ended up.
And that was a deal many years ago, this contract. Correct?
2018.
Okay. Yeah. 2018.
Right. Or 17, I guess it is. I'm sorry.
17?
It's dated 2017, March and April of 2017. So that was the reason we rezoned it, and then they went away because as part of these conditions, it said we had to access only off of the new Ayers Road extension. So that didn't give us the availability to be able to do anything with it until that road is completed.
And it's not completed.
And it's not completed. I think it'll be completed in about a year, is my understanding. I think they had a 3.5-year window or something to build it. They're focusing more on the northern end of it, from where Trillium crosses it.
You have road frontage now, but you can't use that road frontage once the zoning was changed because they're waiting for frontage on a road that's proposed? Is that basically?
That's basically it. Trillium Boulevard, when we developed Trillium, Pulte Home did not own this property, so they put what I call a spite strip. It's a landscape strip of land that they did landscaping in, and they put it in front of all of our frontage, so we could not cross it. Also, when we rezoned it, they did not want us to access that road. So as part of our...
Who owns that spike land?
Pulte, it would be their HOA, I believe, actually owns it. The Homeowners Association, Trillium. Trillium is a large planned unit development.
Okay, part of planned unit development. You were part of that planned
unit development? No, we were not. We bought this from an independent property owner that owned this land that was in front of their entrance.
The strip of land blocks you from access.
Yes.
Based on a homeowner association situation.
Yes. That was, they actually own it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just an easement over our property where they landscaped. They actually owned it. They kept ownership because I think they wanted to block access to this property.
Are you aware of that?
We'll comment on it when it's done.
Okay, fine. All right. Now you understand what you're talking
about. So basically, we can't develop this property until the new road is done, and then we're allowed access. And actually, DOT has provided us a little stub out off of the new Ayers Road. So at that time, then we'll be able to access it. And I agree with the value at that time when we have access to the property to be able to develop it, then I think it has that value. I just don't think it has that value until we're actually able to use the multifamily zoning that we had. So all throughout the staff report and everything that the commission approved as our conditions, it says we can only use Trillium Boulevard for an emergency access, ingress and egress, emergency.
I'm looking at the reduced aerial on your property card here, and I see it's Tillery Road is a frontage, but it's the road to the east of it probably, which is an extension supposedly of an alley to the south. Is that right?
I think if you're looking at Tillery, I think that might be one of the comps. If you look at the maps towards the front, that would show the subject.
Oh, I'm sorry. Looking at the wrong one. Sorry, dropped ahead. Okay. Tillery Road is. So basically, there's Tillery Road here, and we're talking about a potential road.
Oh, Trillium, yes.
Right?
Trillium.
And he can get access. I see that property. Okay. All right.
So DOT bought properties. If you're looking at this, little aerial map here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand what's going on now. Okay.
So the access to this property from the previous homeowner came down Corbis Road. You mm-hmm. see Corbis way off to the right there. That was how he actually accessed the property prior to them starting this new road. Obviously, this new road is huge.
Is that a dedicated right-of-way?
Corbis is.
Okay.
And we had, I guess, an easement across. They must have had an easement across that to a gate that he had there. So the Corbis, Gabala, and somebody else, those two properties, they accessed it off of Corbis Road.
So that's it.
Corbis is a dirt road.
Dedicated right of way where that road's going to be built? Is that a dedicated right of way at this point?
To the east?
Yeah, I assume it's.
I disagree with the whole access thing, so I don't know if you want us to just elaborate a minute when he's done.
I'm not sure how you could disagree with that. I mean, you know the new road is going in.
We'll discuss it.
And
go ahead.
You saw the zoning conditions. It says absolutely we have to use that as our access. We can't use Trillium.
All right.
This doesn't show the new road. This aerial.
Well,
if you go out there now, there's a huge new road coming.
It doesn't show a road. I was just wondering if it's a dedicated right-of-way or a zoned right-of-way.
The new road?
The proposed road.
That's being constructed now.
Oh, it's under construction.
Yes, it's under construction now. Yes, it's huge.
Oh, okay.
It's a four-lane divided highway.
Okay, so it is dedicated. Okay.
Yes, they bought all this property that shows on this map. It doesn't show it there on this map, but they bought the DOT bought that property, and they are constructing the road. It's been under construction now for years.
Sure, major contention, you cannot use that property until the road is there, and therefore you don't have access.
We don't have access to develop into multifamily.
All right. All right.
Correct.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, a couple points. When you rezone a property, if you don't use it for what you rezoned it for, the zoning doesn't just revert back to what it was. You would have to go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission. As an appraiser, we have to determine what's legally permissible. It's zoned multifamily, so that's legally permissible.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So if you look at the subject, it's being valued at $90,000 an acre. I think of all my comparables, only one with no adjustments for time, size, location, or anything else was below 90,000 an acre. So that's where that, I'm not going to go any further to that. As far as the access, so not only does it, when he originally spoke with us, I had Doug go out there and take a look at the property. Now, you can see on the map, it says there's an access road coming off of Corbis.
on the east side of the property. On the west side is Trillium Boulevard. Now, this property has a mobile home on it that they've owned, I think he said, for 15 or 17 years.
It's dilapidated. It's uninhabitable. Okay. Has no power, no water. It's uninhabitable.
And they've obviously been accessing the property all these years.
To mow it.
What it says in the zoning is that the property cannot be developed until the County Line Road, Ayers Road extension is in. But it's not developed right now, and they're still accessing it. And I can't assume that it should be valued as agricultural land when it is, in fact, some multifamily. Now, I'm going to ask Doug to testify to what he saw when he went out to the property.
The day I was out there, I drove down Trillium Road, which is to the west. And when I got to the property, I noticed that it was gated, and it was actually an open gate. I got out and took some photos. I did not bring them today. I wish I had.
From the paved road?
From the paved road. And then I got back into my vehicle, and I decided that since we hadn't been on the property in a while, that I would actually drive onto the property since the gate was open. And I got a few hundred yards onto the property, and a gentleman in a pickup truck came over and asked who I was and what I was doing, and I explained to him. And he said that the gate that I had just come through off of Trillium Road, which is to the west, the one he says he doesn't have access from because of that strip, is the only way they actually enter and exit the property. And they've been doing that for as long as they had owned the property. Now, he was not an owner. He told me he was a friend of the owner's.
Who is he?
He was the owner. He was my partner. I was Jay Pashley.
Okay.
And the only access we've had is to go in and mow it because we have to maintain the property. Nobody lives there. That's a dilapidated old mobile home. It has no power, has no water. It's not been occupied for 15 years. All we do is mow the property. Can we drive in there with to get access to mow it? Yes, we can. But we have no rights to develop until the new road goes in. So, I mean, you can have multifamily zoning, but if the county says you can't do anything with it until this new road's here, do you really have it? I mean, yes, the underlying zoning is there.
Is that in the agreement?
Yes, it is. It's in it. It's a restriction of our zoning.
You submitted that information?
I submitted it to them, yes. And it's county record.
Do you have that? The document that...
Yes, I do.
That's...
Just the zoning is what he provided.
You're right. Does it stipulate the access from that proposed road or from Trillium or whatever that?
It says when it's developed, not as vacant, that it's accessible, that they can't develop it until it has that road going through. Once it's developed, emergency access will be provided from Trillium. Now, my whole thing, again, it's not developed yet. I have no control over the fact that it got rezoned and the contract fell through.
No, I understand. Just asking. The question is, basically, it cannot be developed until that new road goes in.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. He has access from the road through that gate.
Yes.
So, easement of some sort.
Once it's developed, they are permitted only emergency access through that road.
Yeah, okay.
Which, again, is why the value is discounted.
Yeah, you're both in agreement in that area.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Got it. Anything else?
I have nothing else.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
The evidence that was submitted to the property appraiser and attached here, let's see. Let me read here.
I have a copy if you'd like it.
I don't have it. But anyway, you're both in agreement there as far as that's concerned, right? What I just indicated?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so no problem at this point. Okay.
Would you like a copy of that?
I'm gonna completely object.
Okay, she objects to it.
They do have it. They do have it. It was submitted prior.
Agree that
the testimony
and it's county
is
record.
That it cannot be developed until that new road goes in and the emergency is from the main drag. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, fine. End of petition.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir.